time.
It is a nation in waiting. The streets of Zimbabwe's major cities are quiet in these days after one of the most hotly contested presidential and parliamentary elections in Zimbabwe's history. People go about their daily business. They keep their eyes on the government-controlled local TV station and their ears to the ground. But at the Bulawayo Command Center for the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, people here are buzzing about possible victory. MDC spokesperson Tabita Kumalo explains the excitement.
As Zimbabweans, we have made a statement. We have told the ruling party, ZANU-PF, that they have failed dismally.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe faces his toughest challenge after 28 years in power. MDC founder Morgan Tsvangirai is running for the fourth time, and the faction of the party he leads claims a landslide victory in both the presidential and parliamentary elections. While official results are only trickling out, election workers for the first time must post the vote outside, and so people are tabulating results independently.
All what we're saying is we're not going to sleep because it is a challenge. So all what we need to do is to go into our fifth gear now and prepare for the worst or the best.
After MDC claims a victory, supporters celebrate on the streets. But their jubilation was soon quelled when riot police arrived here. Officers instructed people to keep celebrations at a minimum until results are official. Riot police also patrol the capital city, Harare. The U.S. Embassy warns of the potential for violence. A Zimbabwe government spokesman says the MDC's claims of victory amounts to a coup attempt.
Chinamasa Patrick Anthony, ZANU-PF 4055.
The state-controlled media Monday released the official results slowly. Six parliamentary winners were announced every 15 minutes in English and two native languages. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairman George Chiweshe responds.
These are four elections. We have never held four elections before. So we don't know how long it's going to take us this time.
After casting his vote at a school Saturday in Harare, President Robert Mugabe told reporters that he would accept the voice of the people in this election.
We don't rig the election.
But when the reporters questioned Chiweshe about the legitimacy of the election, he ran away from news cameras.
They now know that they've won this election. Results are posted in each and every polling station.
Togo Kupe is the vice president of the MDC.
I think everybody in Zimbabwe, including ZANU-PF, is well aware of what is going to happen if this election is stolen again.
But only minutes after this interview, riot police again approached the MDC officers. Another Zimbabwean journalist caught on camera an altercation between officers and MDC members. He also said that the police again threatened to arrest everyone present if they spoke of victory or celebrated. Harsh threats and unclear answers for a nation still in waiting.